Car Talk on a Thursday morning. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change, the low-priced tire guarantee, low-priced brake guarantee, and Fords, Toyotas, and Lincolns. Good morning,
Brad. That's right, and the new Q Certified program.
That is a wonderful program that you've added for your customers.
Complimentary 7-year 100,000 mile limited powertrain warranty that comes on with every new vehicle you purchase at Dungis. So
that's in addition to whatever the manufacturer.
Right. It's a nationwide warranty. It comes with roadside assistance, trip interruption for up to 5 days. If you're traveling and over 100 miles away and your trip gets interrupted with a car problem, they'll up to $200 a day for up to 5 days if you need trip interruption support. Like I said, any ASE certified technician in the country can do the work, so it's a really great program at no additional cost to you, complimentary when you just purchase a new vehicle at Dungis.
And added value in addition to the great customer service you get all the time.
That's right. And you brought up the oil change, and I left this morning, the 995 oil change, they were busy, but there were still some opportunities there in the Toyota side. So if you want to bring your vehicle in this morning, there's no wait right now.
Okay, you can show up with no appointment necessary, but if you want an appointment, 918-333-0900, say I'd like an appointment for an oil change.
Or go online. You can do it also at dungischoice.com and schedule your appointment there.
Okay, sounds like a great deal, great reason to get an oil change besides the great price. And I know this is not what you planned on talking about, but I hear this frequently. Okay, what's wrong with the oil? What are you giving away for $9.95?
Well, you can't buy the oil for that price. That's true. But we do buy it in bulk, so it costs us less. We're not buying it one quart at a time. But at the same time, we really just want your business, and it is good oil. It's the same oil that Ford and Toyota recommend. It's a semi-synthetic blend, and we have different weights in it, so it's good oil. And anyway, we do full synthetics and all too. Those cost a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we just want to have the best price on the oil change and take that reason not to come to Dungis off the table.
Exactly. If you want to be the one-stop shop for all your maintenance needs and new car needs or new truck needs.
That's right. You're kind of your transportation problem solver or whatever.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the concierge service later. You brought some guests along.
No, I did. I brought some of our friends from the Price Tower today.
Gee.
Deshane Atkins and Angelina Bonjour. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Love to have people from the Price Tower in. It's one of my favorite things in Bartlesville. And you know, it's such a great exciting time with lots of stuff going on at the tower right now. I know, getting ready for a big show that'll open next week.
Yes,
that's really a neat one. I mean, this is, people will know about Jody Kerberger. Mm-hmm. And tell us, Deshane, about what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic tribute to one of our beloved Bartlesville Treasures, Jody Kerberger. She was a pretty much a well-known art dealer here in Bartlesville. She almost single-handedly brought all of the art collections that you would find in everybody's home, in their private homes. But she also founded so many nationally owned artists throughout her 45-year career. And she actually started it way later than your average person would. She started the gallery in her mid. It was right after her kids were kind of coming out of high school, so she was in her mid 40s.
Midlife decided to open take her interest gallery. In art or inspiration.
Absolutely,
and
her father was actually a well-known artist. His name's Charles Reynolds, and he also had an art gallery in Taos, so famous art dealer in Taos, which is another art hub in the United States. He really encouraged her to kind of take that next step, and there's a fantastic quote from her, and she's like, "Daddy, I can barely keep shoes on my kids' feet. How do you think I can actually run an art gallery?" But she inevitably did, and actually was incredibly successful.
And right here in Bartlesville,
in very, very small Bartlesville.
Small Bartlesville, but brought this together and actually sold art all over the world.
Yes.
And what you brought here, though, is an art show of the art that she, I guess, a lot of what she would have sold through the gallery to people in Bartlesville.
Yes. We are highlighting a lot of private collections throughout Bartlesville. We have about 15 private collections that we're pulling from. Of course, several from the family members themselves as well. But yes, they're all private collections. Artists that are probably well known to the community. Richard Schmid, who was pretty much her key shining star of artists that she was very proud of. And then there's Brian Baker, Zing Zang, and just a whole bunch more. We actually have about 45 artists that we're featuring. Now, mind you, she had helped over hundreds of artists. So we are only, we're not just even putting, we're
surface,
barely
yeah.
tapping the surface. Absolutely.
That's neat. Well, so when's the gallery open?
The show is titled Talisman Celebrating Jody Kerberger, and our members opening is actually next Wednesday, so September 13, but we are opening to the public on September 15.
Okay, so on next Friday. Next
mm-hmm.
Friday.
And that particular day, it will be free to the public all day.
All right, mm-hmm. great. So go in on the 15th, and you can check it out for free, the new Talisman exhibit celebrating Jody Kerberger. It sounds really exciting. So it's private art that people have had in their homes mm-hmm. now, and they're letting us show it at the tower.
Yes, a lot of them.
How many are you going to show?
We have about 90 pieces altogether. Several of them are of the same artist, but we did do our best to try to include as many artists as we possibly could. Of course, some of them are actually some of the artists. There were only just a handful that were sold, and they're actually not in Oklahoma.
Right.
So we actually tried to stick with collections that were in either Bartlesville or Oklahoma completely.
Okay.
So that was kind of our main focus. But yes, all of them are our private collections, and they were incredibly thrilled because a lot of these people that purchased these art pieces from Jody, they had a very personal relationship
yeah.
with her.
Right.
And she was kind of known as kind of the local historian. People would kind of drop by. Some people even remember, because they were very early morning people, and she would always be at the gallery at 5 a.m. in the morning. Uh-huh. So they would go visit her at 5 a.m. in the morning, maybe buy a piece if they're there. Or learn something about a piece that they have already purchased. Family members that had inherited artwork would often go to Jody and kind of get the backstory of how these pieces came. And then also there's a bunch of fantastic stories about just the excitement in the community about these artworks. Or about how she really championed her artists.
Yeah.
A lot of people remember spending hours and hours in long lines outside her gallery waiting to get their Brian Baker or their Richard Schmid. And so, yeah, it's
really neat. And I know there's a lot of interest in it. A lot of people have come out of the woodwork to help
absolutely.
With this. And,
absolutely. People that I have not met yet.
Well, hopefully you'll undoubtedly get a chance yes. to here in the next few weeks. That's great. So, and I love the fact, you know, so much of what we try to do at the Tower is about inspiring people, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, Jody really did inspire people to collect art and to become artists, I think, and really, you know, fits with what the Tower does. And there's a lot of other stuff going on at the Tower, though. Angelina, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, it's fall time. I know we've got a big architecture conference coming up. We've got the new Right Chef program that's
yes.
really gone live now.
Yes, it did just went live this week.
So
yeah.
I mean, let's make that an announcement for everybody.
yeah.
I mean, we've hinted at it on the radio show yeah. a few times since I'm a little bit of an insider on that. I've teased people, and of course Scott brought it up at the gala last winter, or spring this year, but. Anyway, we are going to next year have a restaurant in the Tower that will open and be different every year. And right now you can go to rightchef.com and check out the details of this program, but we're recruiting now for to have a contest to select the chef that's going to come in and create their vision for what a what the Price Tower Copper restaurant can be. We're looking for a really cutting edge chef and somebody who can really make it into something, but it gives them a great opportunity to work with the facility, work with a place that's there, and get a chance to create their vision. And so we're looking for somebody who's at that point in their career who really wants to have their own place but doesn't necessarily have a backer yet or somebody a way to do that.
Yeah, kind of going even with the spirit of Jody Kerberger with the emerging artist. Uh-huh. She's seen talent and she sort of snagged it early on and really helped launch the careers of people like Richard Schmidt. Mm-hmm. So our goal is sort of, you know, at the Price Tower in our growing arts education program is to have this emerging artist component. And the first arm of that is going to be through the Right Chef program. Yeah. So when this launches, it has launched. The applications are starting to get in. It's just at the very beginning. So
applicants now, and I think in another month or so there'll be an actual contest.
Yes,
and
October.
Then probably an event around that. And so wait a little bit on that announcement, but be on the lookout for that. I mean, again.
So, well, just besides that, I mean, which is so exciting, and I really do kind of in my heart of heart hope that it is an Oklahoma chef that's our first Right Chef, but it is going out nationally, so it's a big deal. So besides that, though, Brad was saying, we have the AIA Architecture Conference coming to the Tower in October, which we've solicited for architects who are also artists, so we'll have their own show while they're here for 2 weeks or so, and a lot of really exciting things. This Christmas season, we are doing our second annual Art of the Tree and just filling up the Price Tower with true Christmas trees, not just arts, but festival trees. So some of you businesses and organizations out there, if you're interested, we'd love to have you represent your own Christmas tree within the gallery during that time. It'll be for the full month of December. You can call the Price Tower and ask for me, Angelina, and I will help you navigate how to get one of your trees represented at the Price Tower.
That, did that for the first time last year, I think, and that, it was really neat.
Yes. So this year it would really be fully decorated Christmas trees. So we're taking it to the next level to really be a part of the holiday traditions here in the community. So lots of exciting things going on. So if you're not a member, I highly encourage you that this is the time to become a member at the Price Tower. If you have not taken advantage of those before, it will get you free admission. It'll get you exclusive invitations to openings like the Jody Kerberger next Wednesday. So if you're a member, you're invited. Please come for the opening, the pre-opening, the member opening on September 13th.
And your membership is so important at the Tower. I mean, it really is the lifeblood of what we do. And we have these great facilities with the art gallery. We've got the restaurant, the hotel. We rent space. But really what we're all about is maintaining and taking care of the Tower itself. And, you know, it's a great legacy for Bartlesville. And, and it's something that it takes all of us together to really make it, to keep it what it is. And so your memberships are so important.
Yeah, and they also go not just to preserving the Tower that is a treasure for Bartlesville and Oklahoma, but also, I mean, we are expanding an arts education program and really reaching out to the youth.
There's so much going on. That blows my mind, too, because there's kids in there all the time with the new association with the Bartlesville Art Association.
And the family fun days
on the fourth fun day. Because you have free, you can get in free next Friday, but you can get in free on the family fun days, too.
Yes.
There's all kinds of opportunities for people to do stuff at the Tower that maybe they're not even aware of.
Right.
So
we encourage you to come out and check us out and learn more. Follow us on our Facebook. We're always busy on Facebook trying to keep everybody informed on what we're doing.
And there's always need for volunteers, too. And I know because we really do rely on them for a lot of what we do. The tours and the docent program have been really important to us. We do regular tours. Talk a little bit about what people can do and how they, if they're interested in the Tower. Some people may have never been in the Tower and they're sitting there listening to the show. How can they really get behind the scenes and see what the Tower's historic areas are about?
Sure. So as you know, through a growing, we're starting to also grow our volunteer program beyond just docents. So we are always looking for docents to help give tours and invite tourists from all over to show them what the tower is about and its history. We're also looking for volunteers to help, you know, even put up the exhibits, you know, when we have them quarterly, helping us to hang them and all of those different ways. If you work at, you know, any of the companies like Conoco or Phillips 66, you know, your volunteer hours also go into supporting the tower through, you know, just grants. Through the grants. So many different ways you can get involved. We have, you know, an intern opening at the tower right now for graphics design and marketing and helping with the development department. So. Oh,
okay, cool. And back to the Talisman Show. Remind people, when does it open again?
Members opening is on September 13, and then it opens to the public on September 15, and you can see it up until October 8th.
And the museum, what are the hours?
They are open from 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. every single day, Tuesday through Saturday, and then Sunday from 12 to 5.
And if you're a member, of course, you don't have to pay to go
Correct.
In at all.
Nope.
And another benefit of being a member. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there is a small fee just to get into the gallery of $6 or $5 for seniors. Children are always free.
Children's are always free.
Yeah. So anyway, I appreciate you guys coming in. It's such an exciting time at the tower. And I do encourage everybody to go to the website and check out the membership levels that are out there. The website is probably the best way to do that.
Yes, you can go to pricetower.org/memberships if you just want your direct channel in. If you are just interested in supporting the tower, pricetower.org/donate, or there's a donate button on the front page as well. Mm-hmm. Or you can just call us at 336-4949, and extension 107 is my extension. You can get to me directly and I'll help you out with that.
And it is the only Frank Lloyd Wright skyscraper that ever was fully realized, and you know, it was one of his dreams to build a building like this for most of his career, and it's right here in Bartlesville.
Yep.
And it's one of these things that we as Bartlesville's people have to take care of, and it's great to hear from you guys all the exciting stuff going on down there too.
Thank you for having us.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Sound like a great deal, and certainly something that I think the community can and will get behind on. I think, you know, because
They have been for many years.
Well, yeah, but this particular show, you look at all the neat shows that have been at the tower over the years, from Edith Head to all the other things that have been there over time. But this is local. This people
is
names.
It kind of goes back to some of really the beginning of the tower.
Yeah.
When Theo Silas and many of her friends brought together the vision of things like creating art shows in Bartlesville from local art, maybe having a sculpture garden somewhere downtown, and eventually we ended up with the Price Tower and the Price Tower Art Center. And I mean, this vision has been really goes back to the beginning with this kind of art show.
Really does, and this is. Really, if you want to understand a little bit of the history of the arts community in Bartlesville, Jody is kind of a good jumping off point, because she really is. I mean, Price Tower has been here since 56,
right?
But Jody really brought the passion for the arts in Bartlesville starting in the mid 60s.
Uh-huh.
And she just progressively grew.
But interesting parallel too, because a lot of the same time frame that the Price Tower has been in Bartlesville, Jody was having this influence on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so again, if you're a member, there is no charge. Otherwise, pick your free days, bring the children along for some of the other activities, and take advantage of that opportunity.
And that member opening is next Wednesday, and the for everyone else, it'll be next Friday. And that's a free day, so
Friday's a free day, and members come on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And you can become a new member. You don't have to already be a member. You can
get
a membership today if you want to.
No,
absolutely. Membership at the door on the 13th.
Yeah, and we'll let you in.
Let you right in.
No, it's so important that you do consider that. I mean, don't just take us for granted. The tower is a legacy, something that we want to involve you in, and there are so many opportunities for people to to enjoy there, whether it's just spending some time at the bar at Copper or out on one of the decks in a beautiful evening. It is a great place. And
even with the new collaborations with the Bartlesville Art Association in our annex building, mm-hmm. I mean, you would not believe if we combined our activity calendar, our heads are spinning. I mean, every Wednesday there's open studio if you're mm-hmm. an artist and just need a space to go create. It's every Wednesday and it's free. You know, the Bartlesville Art Association is always hosting workshops, mm-hmm. learning opportunities to learn new techniques, and various guest artists that teach those classes. So it's kind of a happening community art mm-hmm. center there at Price Tower.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have an interest or think you might be interested, or bring somebody along that is interested, and you can have a good time with them. So.
Yes.
Well, excellent. Lots of good stuff going on there. In Bartlesville, there always is, it seems like.
Kind of like the rolling out the 2018.
See, it's, you know, that's right. And we are still in model year clearance, selling the last of the 17s out, mm-hmm. and we have the 18s coming in, like you said. The red tag sale is, I guess, officially over. I doubt if we've got them all down yet.
If you find a reg tag, use it.
We'll honor that prize for sure. We've shifted on the Ford Tide to SUV season now, which is neat because we've got $1,000 owner loyalty cash. And so on a lot of the SUVs, that means you can get 0% for 72 months plus the $1,000. And that could lead to big, big savings on Escape, Edge, Explorer, F-150, Fiesta, Focus, Fusion, virtually the whole lineup of Fords. Like we talk about all the time, pricing is the easy part. We put our great prices online. Our internet price is up on our website. You can go check that out. You can see with all the rebates and Dungeness discounts, you can save up to 20 or even sometimes up to 25% from the MSRP on a new vehicle. And check that out online. On the Toyota side, we've got continuing to have a great value in the Camry, the 2017. We've got the 2018s here now if you want to see the new one, and it is outstanding, but we've got to sell these 17s. There are only a few left. You can lease them for $199 a month for 36 months, which is a great value. Or get $3,500 in customer cash, or 0% for 72 months plus $1,000. So lots of choices there on how you structure the deal to get mm-hmm. the best payment or whatever your situation is. RAV4 has a $3,000 rebate, which is unheard of on the RAV4. So lots of great deals. We talked earlier about the Dungeness Q certified 7-year, 100,000 mile limited powertrain warranty that's complimentary at Dungeness on all our new vehicles. That's 128-point inspection on all our used vehicles mm-hmm. that are FQ certified. That's a 2-year, 100,000-mile complimentary warranty. They both come with the trip interruption, the roadside assist, and tire hazard. Those are 1-year components. The warranty itself lasts for 7 on the new or 2 on the used. So great value there at no additional cost to you, just when you do business at Dungeness.
Well, it's important to look at the total cost of ownership, and certainly when you look at the value you got on that Q certified, that reduces the cost of ownership because, well, mechanical breakdowns do happen.
Well, they can happen. Yeah. You know, cars are so complex, and we on the flip side of that, the maintenance is what you need to do to keep the vehicle going right. We've taken mm-hmm. care of that with the 995 oil change. We've got our tire price guarantee. We've got brake specials going on all the time, and whatever you need, we've got a great value.
Well, and frequently through one of your companies, either through Toyota or through Ford, there are tire specials as well.
People a lot of times don't think about that as the car dealership really the place to buy tires, but we, you know, because of the relationships the manufacturers have with other tire manufacturers, we have virtually every brand mm-hmm. in stock. We do stock for most sizes of vehicles since we have such a broad number of vehicles that we service and sell. So we've got all kinds of tires, all sizes, wheel setups. We talked about it last week too about customizing your vehicle.
Right.
And we do a lot of that with lifts and big tires on trucks and stuff, or maybe on SUVs, just good custom stuff. These are big decisions for people these days, and it seems like every vehicle's got a special wheel. So Anyway, we've got a great way to save you money on that and give you choices also.
Well, speaking of choices, one third label that we don't usually spend until about this time of the program to mention. I keep trying to boost Lincoln to the front of the program. I never get there. With the concierge service, with the fact that it is Lincoln, a luxury brand that's sold in Bartlesville, it's worth bringing up and say, hey, check out the Lincoln.
Well, definitely. I mean, the product is outstanding. The new Continental is, if you haven't seen it, it is really one of the best cars we've ever had, and we've got great product, and we've got the concierge service, which runs through my brother Bruce. He is the single point of contact for anything you need involving your Lincoln at Dungeness. Of course, he's got the rest of the team behind him to help. But anything you need, whether you need service, sales, a part, whatever, you can call Bruce. Just like you're staying at a luxury hotel and you need a reservation somewhere, you call the concierge. So that's our vision. There is kind of a one-off service through an individual care who happens to have his name on the building and really does care and take great care of people. So Bruce does a good job with that. And it is something to consider. I mean, a lot of times if you're a luxury owner, you may feel like you have to go out of town to purchase those vehicles. And so this is our answer to that.
Not necessarily so.
No, it's not. And you get to do that great experience. And, it's kind of hard in a way to have that luxury experience in the Ford dealership that does a lot of business and does a high volume of oil changes and such. But this is how we do it. It's separated a little bit with Lincoln. Warranty now comes with pickup and delivery on your vehicle under the warranty. And that's across the country also, not just at Dungeness. We've been doing it for a long time.
I think Ford copied from you.
Well, that was our idea, and the whole the whole concierge service idea has kind of been adopted by them. They had not many stores take it as far as we do in combining sales and service into that single role. But that, I think, at our scale, it just works great, and that way there's no transition from the person you purchased the vehicle from to your service. It's the same relationship, and I think that also adds to the experience.
Adding value to ownership of whatever vehicle you happen to be driving, whether it's the Q-certified used car that someone else has broken in for you and now is ready for you to drive, or get those first 10 miles off the driver yourself and choose that Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota.
And all behind it all is confidence, right? I mean, whether it's the warranty the concierge idea, we want to take care of you and that your confidence in us is what we're hopefully going to earn.
And that carries through into the rest of the sales and service crew, that friendly face when you drive up to drop your car off. They know you. They call you by name frequently.
No, hopefully, that's right. And if it's your first time in, hopefully we introduce ourselves to you appropriately and you get to meet some people there. A lot of times that's one of the great things about the 995 oil change is we do see a lot of people that we might not otherwise see, because we don't just do it on Toyotas and Fords. We do it on all the other brands as well. So we get a lot of people who just come in for that, and that's great.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity to get to know the people. And if you drive up in your other brand, whatever it might be, you see great service there as well, because techs know what they've got regardless of what brand you're driving.
That's right, and we hope, of course, we'll get you a chance to earn your business the next time you purchase a vehicle too. But that's our calling card, though, is our 995 oil change, the Q certified program. Those are the things that where we really want to stand out. They're different at Dungeness.
Those are the difference. Traditions that your grandfather set in motion a long time ago.
Well, we're proud of that legacy, just like with the Price Tower. This is something that we want to carry on and got to keep things going.
Yeah. Okay. Got to keep that car maintained. For a 995 oil change, you mentioned there is room on the Toyota drive or for the Ford drive probably as well.
Yeah.
They can stop by right now. How late can we stop by this
afternoon? We'll be open till 6 o'clock tonight in service and till 7 in the sales department. We'll be just call ahead and make an appointment for either sales or service. We can make it fast and easy for you.
Or tell them you simply want an appointment to go test drive a new, I don't care, Fusion Focus or F-150.
No, definitely, and get one of these great deals.
And by the way, stop by the Price Tower and looking forward to the new exhibit.
That's right. The opening of is next Friday.
All right. That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning on K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnes.